Hello, beloveds. He would speak to you today of longing. What is it to long? And how does one be with longing? He would say that the longing, the deepest longing of your heart, of your soul, of your body, come from the life force of you, the essence of you, moving into this life. You would say that there is a lot of confusion in your cultural world, in your traditional world, in your family, and even in your religious and spiritual teachings about longing. Much of this goes out of the sort of heads and tails, flip side of longing, that so often longing is perceived as a hunger that must be met or you will starve or you will die. It is responded to as though it is survival, as though without it, the body itself will end. And it has been used as an excuse throughout cultures, throughout ages, to reach for external things, whether they are another person, food, drugs, experiences, many, many forms, in order to feed something within the self that feels like life and death, but very often at the expense of every level of the self, and very often at the expense of the others, souls of others, the experience of others, the honoring of others. Longing can be used, can be seen, can be felt to call you into an ever deeper communion with your highest soul, can be experienced as the voice of your deepest being, calling you into alignment with who you truly are. It can also be used as an excuse to take what is not yours, what does not belong to you, and what harms another in your taking, or even harms yourself, your body, your being, your soul. It is very important, it is essential to understand this distinction in how one receives, holds, feels, and responds to longing when it rises up in your body, in your being, and when your mind begins to respond. We would say that you can always turn to your longing rather than as a starvation hunger that must instantaneously be met lest you die. Rather, you can respond to it and feel it as the gift of life force, coming through you, coming into you, expressing and calling forth from deep within you and into your life a resonance, a nourishment that you can lift yourself up to respond to, that you can lift your life up. Any longing that is given to you, it is not given to you so that another person or something can fill that for you, because then all you are trying to do is fill a hole of fear, of survival. Longing belongs to you. It is a gift. It is a blessing. It is a voice of your own highest essence calling you into a higher activation, a higher action, a higher support in your own life, in terms of how you think, in terms of how you feel, in terms of how you choose, how you value, how you behave in your actions. It is calling you to live a life that is in alignment with the highest that is within you. It is a call from the you of you to the I of you. And often the I, not really perceiving the higher you, or simply being sort of selfish and in its child self, wanting what it wants, takes that longing as an excuse to reach for something that in the end will not feed the hunger, will not nourish the need, but will actually wear you away. And so we would say to you that when you long for nourishment, when you long for love, when you long for passion, when you long for creativity, when your body longs to move, to express, to experience, do it. Let it. Move it. But move it between you and you. Give your body the movement it needs. Give it the expression it needs. Give your love the movement and expression it needs, but do not limit yourself to the forms that your ego calls for, which are very often the form of, I must see someone else reflecting back to me that I am loving and I am lovable and I am attractive. That is not the call of your heart that wants to love. The call of your deepest heart and soul to love is simply to pour forth your own nourishment, and to nourish you by lifting yourself up into the active expression of the life force that wants to flow through you. Your fulfillment lies within you, between your highest self and the you in your daily life. And that process is the lifting up of the you in your daily life, the healing, the transformation, the release, and the release through coming into alignment with that highest longing in healthy ways, in ways that nourish your soul. And know that any time when you have to betray your body, your integrity, your deepest knowing of what is right, or the feelings of another human being or of the earth, then you are out of alignment. And no matter how you try to rationalize that to yourself, you will know. And it will actually hurt you instead of nourish you. And so hold yourself up to the highest and sit with your longing. Make friends with your longing. Love your longing, because it is really nourishment from your highest soul guiding you into a greater fullness in this life that nourishes that soul, that brings your soul into expression, your highest essence into expression. And yes, it will challenge you. It will ask you to move in ways you have never moved, ways that you are afraid, ways you have closed off or shut down. It will ask you to move your body in ways. It will ask you to express yourself healthfully and with good boundaries of being and expression and value in new ways. It will take away all of your excuses and all of your rationalizations. And it will call you into courage, into the most profound courage. It will also give you the strength to do so. And as you love your longing will love you, and you will experience this cycling of nourishment and incredible unconditional love that is coming between the highest you and you. Because that highest you is also the access point, through the portal, the vortex through which the highest energies of creation, of God, of Goddess, of however you name that great mystery that is beyond the human's mind encompassing and only lies within the realm of story, within the human experience. Because that is how this experience was created. You may have moments of knowing, of experiencing, but you will not know, because that which is cannot be fit into words. And so you can only have experience, and you can describe. A description is not the thing itself. But this flow of longing, of nourishment from the you of you, flowing through that vortex from the ultimate I, the ultimate is of creation, and is always nourishing, feeding, fueling, and loving. Which is in your way of receiving it, embracing it, loving it, and being with it, that you will find that nourishment, and it will help you to expand into all you can be, all you might be in this life. We love you, beloved. We'll talk with you again soon.